The CDC made new recommendations this week for universal mask wearing in schools. Obviously, there are a lot of passionate opinions on that on both sides of the aisle. Teachers' unions in Connecticut want a mask mandate. They say wearing masks indoors will help students and staff return safely to in-person learning this fall. The Connecticut Education Association's Kate Diaz says she hopes to hear from Governor Lamont soon.
We can't wait until the last minute. So I'm looking for the governor to make a decision solidly in the next couple of weeks, recognizing that we could get to mid-September and he may have to revisit that.
Lamont says he's reviewing the guidance and wants to wait until closer to the school year to decide on a mandate.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, 90,000 Connecticut families might not be able to pay their rent. A bipartisan effort on Long Island to help migrant students and learning about history through a video game.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Connecticut officials have assured residents that rental assistance is still available for tenants and landlords, even though state and federal COVID-19 eviction moratoriums have ended. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Officials say about 90,000 Connecticut families may not be able to pay their rent. The state has set aside $450 million in federal COVID relief funding to help. Only about $50 million has been spent so far. New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker says many of the affected families live in his city. He's reaching out to them to sign up for the state program run by Unite CT.
Unite CT has a bus that goes around with staff and computers inside that bus so that they can help sign up residents and work through some of the paperwork. I visited a couple of those sites personally, and there's been a lot of people that are waiting to sign up. And that I think that's a pretty strong indication of the need that exists right there.
Unite CT offers up to $15,000 in back rent. A City of New Haven program provides another $8,000. There's also $1,500 available to cover electricity. All tenants are eligible regardless of their legal status. The state also has a $20 million fund to provide legal assistance to tenants who face eviction. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Republican Congressman Andrew Garbarino doesn't see eye to eye with Democratic Congresswoman Kathleen Rice about how to address unaccompanied migrant children at the U.S. southern border. But as WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports, they agree that Long Island schools need more money to help educate those kids.
When children cross the southern border alone, the federal government can place them anywhere in the country. On Long Island, Hempstead and Freeport schools report large migrant communities. Garbarino and Rice introduced a bill that would give school districts $12,000 per year for each unaccompanied migrant child to help cover education costs.
If we're going to mandate that these kids be taken to school districts, we should cover the costs of educating them. It's a huge issue. It's something we can't ignore. You know, we can't set the rules and not deal with the consequences.
Garbarino says the federal aid will ease the burden on local taxpayers and school districts that are already stretched thin. The money could help pay for English language instruction, iPads, and school supplies. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
Coming up, how historians are taking advantage of the medium of video games. But first, headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Here's the latest on the coronavirus outbreak in the region. Fairfield, New Haven, and New London are among six Connecticut counties that are now considered substantial risk due to rising cases of the contagious Delta variant. In Connecticut, State Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff is sounding the alarm for state and municipal employees to get vaccinated. The CDC considers all of Long Island at substantial risk. It also lags the state with a low vaccination rate.
West Nile virus has been detected in mosquitoes in seven Connecticut towns. That includes South Windsor, Milford, Waterford, New Haven, Greenwich, Stamford, and Darien. State officials say precautions can be taken by wearing mosquito repellent and covering up when outside for long periods of time. On Long Island, Suffolk County Public Health says there have been mosquitoes testing positive for West Nile in Southold. An investigation found an apartment complex on Long Island illegally discriminates against people who receive federal housing subsidies. That's according to the Suffolk County Human Rights Commission. They say a complex in East Patchogue broke the law by refusing Section 8 vouchers. The complex told Newsday, however, it did not discriminate because the federal program is voluntary. The state is cracking down on fair housing rights when a law goes into effect in September. A new video game developed in part by a UConn professor explores how history can be distorted. Patrick Scahill reports Black Haven is a video game taking players to an American plantation museum where the history of slavery has been erased.
You play as Kendra Turner, an intern from an unnamed historically black college who's taken a job at a fictionalized plantation museum. She's doing typical intern things, filing documents, answering the phone.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Black Haven Hall. This is Kendra speaking. How may I help you?
Unlike the typical video game, you don't win. In Black Haven, you experience what it's like to be Kendra. It's a simulation of her experience as she discovers more about the past of the plantation, history that its white curators have ignored or buried, and the lives of the black people who were enslaved there. Sharon Roberts, an associate professor at Xavier University in New Orleans, says Black Haven comes at a time when younger audiences are eager to learn about how America's past informs its present.
2020 was a particularly traumatic time for the country in terms of racial reconciliation that stemmed from, you know, George Floyd's murder. And, you know, if you look all through social media and TikTok, people are looking for ways to explore histories and to remove a lot of the silences around histories.
Roberts worked on Black Haven with students at Xavier and UConn assistant professor James Coltrane. He says historians need to take the medium of video games more seriously.
There's somebody who suggested that the Call of Duty, the World War II series, might be the most influential interpretation of World War II in the last 20 years based on the amount of people who have consumed it. Historians regularly are involved with things like movies and museums and, you know, things like even, you know, Hamilton, all of these different, you know, sort of public means of contact, but they haven't done a lot with video games.
The game is available now for free on the gaming platform Steam. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. Have an awesome weekend.